Hey, thanks for tuning in to this Molloy podcast where we are going to take a look at the week in review. My name's Dangerous Dave. I was just thinking, like, wherever you might be listening to this podcast now, I'm kind of fascinated to where you hear it. So you might be at work, you might be out running, walking the dog, in the car. Let us know. Why don't you drop us an email, molloy@triplem.com.au, to get your feedback right to us. All right, let's take a look at what's been a big week with the Week in Review.
We started the week with news that Aussie rock legend Darryl Braithwaite had fallen ill after his appearance on the show.
Last Thursday, I was broadcasting from another...
You weren't in studio, that's right.
I was in studio, so you were alone in the studio with Darryl Braithwaite. And then later that night, he had to cancel a gig in Mallacoota.
That's right.
And has not appeared since.
He was in fine form, but sadly after I shook his hand, he got ill.
He shook his hand, which means you've probably all got it. Calling it the Braithwaite cluster.
Executive producer Jay overheard a conversation involving our own Dangerous Dave and some desperate measures over a decade ago.
During the GFC, well, things were a little bit tight for everybody.
Yeah.
Dange decided they needed to cut back on expenses. And one of the expenses was the sponsorship of a child in some third world country.
He's cut him loose, mate. What is wrong with you?
Well, you've got to go through all your expenses for the month to go, well, what can I lose here? So, you know...
A little kid! A poor child!
We don't know.
In a third world country!
Neroli Meadows joined us from her third quarantining experience.
It was in Dubai.
In Dubai.
Hotel quarantine. I even got stung by my parents going to Brisbane. They had to kick me out of their home in Perth because they got isolated. So I'm coming from my apartment in Melbourne where I was stuck in 2020. You talk about frequent flyers. I'm a frequent isolator.
We caught up with Tim Ross on the eve of his new ABC doco, Designing a Legacy.
Is there something on the world stage that go, that was Australia's contribution to the world of architecture?
The granny flat.
Oh, you know, we'll take that.
Nan's getting on a bit. And you sell Nan's house. And then you take all of Nan's money and you build some shitty little flat out the back.
You pop her out.
And you let her out for an hour to watch Deal or No Deal. Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
The first instalment of Mixed Tech Support with producer James Aird.
Yeah, well, now what? Enter.
The enter key.
Bang.
We're going to do the next thing. So you're now going to receive a request from me, and you're just going to have to accept it.
I don't have to accept it. Disconnect, is that what I want?
Oh, no, let's not click disconnect.
Can I leave that alone?
Okay, you've landed the plane. I can look after the rest of it.
For that.
Tuesday, Mick tabled further concerns regarding Dave's deserted sponsorship child during the GFC.
Well, Nathaniel, was it from Kenya?
Where was he? I think so, somewhere.
So he's had a taste of it.
Someone else would have picked up.
He'll grow up hating Westerners. Do you know what he'll do? He'll probably stalk you. 20 years from now, he'll come looking for you.
Adam Rosenbach shared his thoughts on Channel 7's new show, Holy Moly.
I was a little bit disappointed. It went really well. Channel 7 ripped off an idea that I had, which was Glory Holy Moly.
Oh, come on.
Which was set in public toilets around Australia.
I'm yellow carding
you. Need to see that.
Mate, lots of lube in both shows.
We received some good news via Facebook on friend of the show, Darryl Braithwaite.
Now home from hospital, they couldn't tell me as yet what bug I had inside my body, but I feel okay. Congratulations to Michael Gadinski and his team and all
the people
putting together the Sounds Better Together gig that happened on the weekend. Thanks to the many supporters, the best wishes, Darryl.
It sounds like Gadinski was on his medical crew. Thanks to Dr. Michael Gadinski. Mate, need to release more singles. Quickly. Mate, we can get out a posthumous album. Best off. You'll be right. We've got two Hall of Fames. We'll get you another one. We'll get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah. Swevin Murph Hughes was inducted into the Cricket Hall of Fame and joined us on the line.
Congratulations, big fella.
Biggie, thanks very much.
I think the moustache should be inducted on its own. Put it up there with Boonies, Lilies, Ian Chappell, Alan Border, Max Walker, if I missed anyone.
Mitch Johnson.
Mitchell Johnson's handlebar moustache. What's he going to do now? Are you going to change? Are you going to beat up yourself?
With that Hall of Fame next to your name, obviously you cash in.
Well done.
Anyone wants me to function, just give us a go. I'll just double your price straight away.
Wednesday, federal opposition leader and fan of the show, Anthony Albanese, snuck out of Parliament to call in.
I listen to your banter in the afternoon and I listen to the Moon Man in the morning quite often.
Oh, well done, Albo.
James seems to have gone missing.
Yeah,
let's not bring that up.
What happened?
Before the court's elbow, cop this, Dave.
I'm listening.
He regularly DJed at Labor and charity events under the name DJ Elbow.
I do stuff that you expect someone of my vintage to do. Bit of oils, chisels, spider bait.
Virulin.
Aussie trailblazer and the world's first female roadie, Tana Douglas, shared some incredible tales from the road with the who's who of rock and some of her first gigs working with AC/DC.
One was unfortunately self-conscious about a lot of things.
Was he?
Oh, yeah? He was a sensitive soul. He really, really was, actually. But he was such a joker, you know, and I think that's how he dealt with it.
Yeah.
He would get his little persona going and he's cheeky. And he was funny as a fox as well.
Yeah. With news of a recent COVID case in Melbourne, Mick was keen to take precautions up a notch in the office.
I want everyone to be swabbed. No. I want an anal swab. One of the brand new spanking anal swabs. It's a group anal swab, and I'm doing it.
Emma Friedman dropped by with her 3-month-old daughter, Edie.
She's a mostly happy little girl. We have the reflux, which I know a lot of middle-aged men out there have.
Hey, can I just say, if you need any parenting tips, I'm right here, because I've got two little twin boys. In fact, we should hurry this up, because they're in a car out the front.
Windows are down, hopefully.
I'm not an animal, I'm kidding.
Jim Jefferies joined us from LA, and shared this anxious moment with comedy royalty.
There's a comedian called Monty Franklin who's working on a script with Rob Schneider and John Cleese, and I went to help punch up that script a bit.
Good on you.
And before I came home, I went off and got myself a COVID test. Came back and I was sitting there talking to John. Got a little beep, beep, beep on my phone, said positive, and I just pulled my mask up. John Cleese is 82, I could have killed him. John, I've got COVID! And John's a little bit hard of hearing, so he keeps walking towards me going, what are you saying? What are you saying? Gathered all my stuff and ran out and I went, I'm so sorry, I hope you're okay. And I rang my wife up and I said, I think I've killed John Cleese.
But let's wrap up the week with a bang and head to Texas for the latest SpaceX Starship test.
We're preparing to restart two engines
in the quest to return manned spaceflight to the moon and beyond.
Transition to one engine for the landing burn. See, from the scene, we got a lot of good data on flap control. Again, we've just got to work on that landing a little bit.
That is the greatest bit of spin from an explosion I've ever seen.
Next week on the show, Dr. Chris Brown will be on all things from the animal world, Nerilee Meadows, of course. Charlie Pickering's going to be on the show next week, and it's great to check in with Jim Jefferies on a weekly basis as well. That's all next week on Molloy.